This is Carl from WebCourses Bangkok, and today I want to give you a really valuable tip of how to put Google Apps on your website. Google Apps is brilliant. It's full of really, really great functionality that Google have crafted. Things like email, which essentially uses the same functionality as Gmail, so it's very easy to use, very fast, and also you get 7 gigabytes to use all for yourself. You've also got things like Google Documents, so you can create documents, Excel spreadsheets, presentations and things like that. And also you've got calendar functions. Now all this stuff you can share with people on your domain. So if you've just bought, for example, www.widgets.com, everybody who's working on this site with you, like your sales team or your managing director, etc., you can share stuff between them and you can use the same sort of email system. It's very easy to use and much better than the standard email system you get with hosting. So here's the steps on how to install it. Number one, buy your domain. Go to something like GoDaddy.com and buy your domain. Number two, go to something like HostGator and buy some hosting. If you already have hosting, that's no problem. Next thing to do is connect your domain to your hosting. So go to your hosting and find out two details, your name servers, name server 1 and name server 2. This might be in the email that you got when you first bought your hosting, so do check that first. Put these two details into your domain and under the domain settings under name servers and done. That's that first part done. You've now connected your host and your domain name up. Next thing to do is register with Google Apps. Now you don't need a Gmail account for this, so just go straight into Google, look for Google Apps and then click on it. When you've done a search for Google Apps and you've clicked on the result, you'll be greeted by their welcome screen. So just find a link to their standard edition. The enterprise edition is for really, really big websites, so you don't really need that just yet, unless you're a big website. Once you've done that, is just go on the standard registration process. The first thing it'll ask you to do is just ask you if you're the administrator of the domain. So you want to click yes, and then put the name of your domain name in. So www.widgets.com. Once you've done that, it will then take you to a next screen which will ask you to prove that you own this domain. There's two ways of doing this. Number one, uploading a file, and number two is changing the CNAME records. Personally, I find it much easier just to do the first one. Now, click on next once you've added all the details and your registration details, and it will ask you to create a file like Google Account Info .html, and that's just a normal HTML file. It doesn't need any actual HTML in it, but it does need the little code that you see at the bottom, and that'll be something like GA479993 or something like that. Copy that code into the file that you create and save it on your desktop. Now we need to upload this file, so quickly go up to your hosting and upload the file. So go something like File Manager, or if you want to use FTP, you can do that as well. Essentially, any way you want to do it is just uploading this file. Once a file is uploaded and on your server, you should be able to go to widgets.com/ and then the name of the file that you just uploaded. Once you've done that, just click on Google and say, yes, I've done this step, I've verified it. Once Google knows that you've done that, it'll check it, and this might take a little bit of time because it's sort of setting up all your account then, so do be a little bit patient. And once you've done that, you're ready to start. But the first thing I want you to do is when you're on the dashboard, go to the right hand corner, look for services, go down to email, and then click on your email, and it will ask you to verify the email. The way that we do this is we need to make a small change to something called the MX record. When you do that, is just it'll list you the ways that you can possibly do it, and then just choose something like cPanel, or if you see the name of your host, please choose it. And it'll give you some details, like I think it's something like asp.google.01 or something like that. Copy that, go back to your control panel, and look for something called MX record. It's very easy to find, it's a little black icon. Click on there, put the ASP details in there with a priority of 0. Delete anything else that's in there and you are done. Wait about 12 hours and you've got the full software that you can use with Google. Right, I know this was a little bit of a speedy way to do it in under 5 minutes, but if you play it back and do it slowly, it's a very, very easy method, and you'll be able to do it for any other websites that you create. Enjoy. Bye.